And for the adjuvant setting, the other big issue will be duration of therapy. So there's a lot to be teased apart still.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because, of course, this already is going on in colon cancer. Mm-hmm. You have the NSABP and other groups that are looking at chemotherapy with or without bevacizumab. One of the interesting things about those designs kind of reminds you a lot of the Herceptin approach. They get FOLFOX, for example, for 6 months, get the bevacizumab, but then they continue it for an additional 6 months without the chemotherapy. Is that what people are talking about in breast, and what are your thoughts about that?
Well, that is very much what they're talking about in breast as a first pass, but if that's the way things unfold, then we will be almost certainly in the same situation later that we're in right now with trastuzumab, wondering about the duration. And, you know, it'd be nice if we could shortcut that.
You know, you ask people like Norm Wallmark about that, and what they say is, let's see if it works first, and then we'll refine down the issue of duration. Although, as you say, at least in the HERA trial, they addressed both of those things right up front.
Well, it would be nice, because you can make a reasonable hypothesis that the drug is effective with chemo. It'd be nice if you could start from the beginning with randomized trials that look at duration both shorter than a year and maybe longer.
It's exciting. What do you think the studies are going to show?
Based on what we see right now, I would be surprised if they weren't positive for disease-free survival. I mean, I think that the effect could be similar to what we see with trastuzumab.